Warning, the following podcast may contain people who aren't very good at golf. You're listening to the Chili Dippers Podcast.
Thank you for joining us yet again for another edition of the Chili Dippers. I'm your host, Luke Clark, and sitting across from me is a man who really knows his lollies, Dave Ralston.
Yeah.
Normally you go into a story here. When we were coming back from Sydney the other day, I had a chuckle, and I don't think you even noticed when... We stopped at a service station. I needed a bit of sugar to keep me awake for the drive. So I bought a pack of lollies, and it was the retro pack. And I got in the car, and you said to me while you were about to put a lolly in your mouth, "What'd you get?" And I said, "The retro pack." And you just looked out the window and went, "Yeah, good pack, the retro pack." Look, I had no idea. I just grabbed a pack of lollies. Yeah. I couldn't tell you what's in the retro
the
pack.
The retro pack.
You knew.
The retro pack's better than the party pack.
See, this is what I'm getting at.
The retro pack has more bananas. And generally has less black cats as well.
It was just because you had a lolly in your mouth and you so seriously looked out the window away from you. And said, good pack, the retro pack.
Well, you got one right. Good on you. I name you lollies. Wowee. I'm killing it.
So this is actually our third podcast. We're still on the road. We're not
far. It hasn't melted yet. We're still traveling.
We're not far from home. We're just trying to look. In a couple of days, Rolls is flying back to New Zealand, so we're trying to get as many pods as we can in so that we can release them on a weekly basis so that until we catch up again.
And the problem with that is why I hate going back to New Zealand and working. That doesn't mean my boss isn't magnificent and gives me many more holidays than I should get and all that sort of stuff, but I overloaded this year, so the holidays might be a bit further apart next year, so that's why we're trying to get a few pods done that we can carry through. But that said, I'll still try my best, and as I said, the boss, he looks after me.
And look, there's talk of a little Macau trip coming up, so
I'm going to still try and get back for your punt club trip and that, but again, that punt club trip would be fairly hectic. We might only get one or two done there.
That's right.
And look, hopefully these get us through.
And failing that, we're going to try to work out to do one over the phone, cut your jib style. But we'll try to work out how to keep the audio nice and crisp for you all.
Yeah, we'll try Skype or something like that, and that may work, and hopefully it does.
Yeah. So getting back to this pod, we'll probably start it now. We're actually going to do one of our other local courses, the other Yarrawonga Mulwala Golf Course, which is about a 5-minute drive from Black Bull, where I live.
So that was basically your home course, but even when you were living in Wang.
Yeah, it was my first membership was there.
You went and played up at Yarra all the time.
And the reason for that is, value for money, it is up there with it. It's $340 a year for a membership. Back then, I think it was $280. Yeah. And you've got 2.5 courses that are all fantastic.
So it's 2.5 courses, because I played the other day, but never really knew what's what. So it's 2 full 18s and another 9, is it?
That's right. So you've got the Murray course, which is ranked in the top 100, which is ranked at 55. You've got the Lakes course, which the Golf Australia magazine's ranking, which we go by, it's actually not ranked, but it is on some of the others. So again, it's still pretty nice. And it's got like a small executive, we're not going to call it a par 3 course, because there is one par 5 and a couple of par 4s, but a majority of par 3s, right.
So
which again is just...
When we go and play, I think I like the one that seems newer. One seems a bit older and a bit more rustic. I like the one that starts with the par 4 that's got the tree on the left corner and the hole goes around to the left.
Which is
the
Lakes.
Par 3 next.
Yeah, look.
So that's the Lakes. That's the one Lakes. I think I enjoy best.
I think I kind of do too, although I sort of switch. Like, I'll go through stages where I'll play the Lakes multiple times in a row and then go play the Murray and think, this is a better track. And a lot of people do prefer a lot of people think the Murray's way, way better.
Really?
But I think a lot of my more favourite holes are on the Lake. So if we'll go, put it this way, if we'll go and drive to Yarrawonga now to play and you say which one, I would play the Lakes.
Same here too, I would. Yeah, if I had a choice, I'd play the Lakes, no worries. On that, I think my favourite hole is on the Lakes there.
Which one's that?
The long par 3 that must be about 15 or 16. And with the big green with the big hill at the back.
Yeah.
There. And not that it's a good hole, but I just reckon every time I've played it, which might be, I don't know, 15 or 20 times, something happens. Okay. It's made for good shots. Like if you hit the green, it funnels to the hole and looks like a cool shot. Or if you miss the green, you have to play a clever, tricky wedge. And I reckon someone always does play a really cool flop wedge up and all that. I reckon it's an eventful hole. Something always happens on it. So, yeah, that's why I like that hole there. You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. Yep. I'm hopeless when it comes to hole numbers. It's one thing I never commit to memory. You talk to the pros and even like a lot of other golfers, and they'll you say a hole, and they'll go, oh, yeah, the 15th. I just, for some reason, cannot commit the hole numbers.
No, I used to be able to. I used to remember every shot, like I'd play around and I used to be able to go, yeah, I remember taking 7-iron there and 8-iron, whatever, but now I can't remember what day it is.
I'll tell you a little story that is Yarrawonga Mowala relevant.
Now, hold on, sorry, before you go there, now the course is in Mowala.
Yes.
Right, but it's called Yarrawonga Mowala, even though it's in, because it's on the other side of the river, all right?
Yep. I was playing the Murray course, this is going back a few years ago, and it was me and my brother, and we had an old fella playing with us, and he was a good fella. I think he might have even been American. He wasn't having a very good round, but there was a hole that had a greenside bunker that he'd hit. I think it was a par five, and he hit his third shot to the left-hand side, so he had a lob shot over the bunker onto the green, right? And he actually played one of those shots where he lobbed it and it slammed straight in, down the pin and in. Yeah, I was standing right beside him when he done it. It looked really cool. And every time I play that hole, I come up to that, and whoever I'm playing with, I mention that actually happened.
Speaking of people from there, who do we have to give a shout out to? Who runs the show there? Is a mate of yours?
Now, we went to a 30th birthday party last night. And like I said, this we're recording this still on the 7th of January. So the 6th of January in Geelong, and Seren Savvy, which is one of my good mates, little Tim Jim, which we've talked
What's
about.
What's his surname?
Savvy.
Seren Savvy.
Yes.
All right, very good.
So little Tim Jim, that's his wife, and we've talked about him on the pod a little while ago. It was her 30th, and her old man, actually, I think he's the operations manager or something like that. But anyway, he's pretty hype. Really, really nice bloke. I can't even remember his real name. Peter, I think it is.
Peter,
but
Pop.
We call him Pop. And that's what everyone around the golf club calls him.
Seemed like a tough old bugger.
Yeah, he looked super fit for his age. He's in good nick.
And he loves
it. And
he plays a bit of golf too, does he?
Yeah, yep. I think he's off about 18 handicap sort of thing, Mark. But no, he's a ripping fella. So, we were at the party last night and we were wording up drum up some advertising for the Chili Dippers, and we were talking to him and his lovely wife, and trying to explain to them what a podcast actually was.
Yeah, it's hard when you're trying to drum up some business and they've got no idea where you're starting from.
And they were very disappointed that Yarrawonga hadn't
been done yet, hadn't been reviewed.
So we thought
it's one of those cases of we take it for granted because we're right there.
Yeah.
I think we've both played it. Well, you've played it 1,000 times. I've played it heaps as well. But I think it's very good. It's local. It's great value.
And they've got a huge membership base. Always real busy. It's not one of those courses you can just rock up on a Saturday and get in if you want to play a comp.
Too busy. Clubhouse afterwards is always very good as well. The meals and everything there. Now, they've got a cinema there as well.
The cinema's fantastic. It's like a gold class sort of style cinema. Yep. That all runs on macro, so all they got to do is clean it. That does the rest itself.
Yep. So as an overall venue, golf course and all that sort of stuff, it is magnificent for local country Victoria.
Oh, absolutely is. Yeah. I think it's one of the, I don't know the exact stat is, but it's one of the biggest golfing complexes maybe in Australia as far as the overall size of it.
And if you're in Yarrawonga, hasn't it come along as a town?
Yeah.
The bakery is magnificent. One of the best clothing stores I've ever been to. The Judge Menswear there is fantastic. And the service and friendly people that run Judge Menswear can't do enough for you. So if you're there, don't be scared to go in and buy a new golf shirt or a pair of pants or anything you want from Judge Menswear.
Speaking of that, the pants... Go get some of the Boardwalk pants. They make really good...
The Boardwalk pants are the best golf pants you can get. And that's the thing, they still look dressy enough to wear afterwards.
Yep, absolutely. And you can even swim in them.
Do you reckon I've done enough for a free pair of Boardwalk pants there?
No, but I think I'll be right.
Yeah, you do anyway. I reckon we can wrap up Yarra there. We've probably done enough.
Yep, very good.
No worries.
Righto, I think that wraps up the course review section. Now, I think you've had a little bit of time. Have you come up with a top four?
Well, yes and no. A while ago, I actually got interviewed on the Chili Dipper. So no, we're the Chili Dippers.
Yeah, you can interview on the Cut
of the Jib podcast.
Oh, this looks a big fire up.
Yeah, it does. Yep. And they asked me my top four cricketers, which I had for the show.
Right.
I'm obviously a reasonably avid cricket fan. Now, I know Luke's not a big cricket fan.
Oh, actually, I'll have you know I'm going to the cricket this Friday. I'm going to the Big Bash.
You're with the Big Bash, which is cricket for non-cricket fans, so yeah. I've sort of given away my top four cricketers, I'm going to ask Luke for his top four, and I might give him a little review or see how he's going with that. Luke, your top four cricketers.
Top
four...
Come on, don't do it, it's no good to anyone.
I don't even know what I can name for. All right, well, I've known one because I've got an all-time favourite cricketer.
All right, who's that?
I'm going to go start from the top.
Yep.
I should have forgotten his name.
Oh, no. Which one is it?
Probably the greatest batsman of all time.
Don Bradman?
No.
Gee, come on.
Oh, no, I've gone blank. One day, if you ever need, if it was... Fuck, what's his name?
David Warner?
No, he's in my top four, though.
All right.
I love a batter.
Yeah, yeah. Batsman in general.
Bevan.
Michael Bevan.
Is
all
my
right.
Number one. That's my number one cricketer of all time.
Good call. I love Bevan, too. His one-day stuff was magnificent. Yep. If you actually didn't take 10 minutes to remember his name, you would have sounded like you knew what you were doing there.
Mate, if the Aussies were needed... 62 runs off 49 balls. He's the man you want to drop in there.
Exactly.
On strike. If you've
lost three or four quickly and you're behind the run rate and need a big touch, Bevan's a man he could control an innings. That's what Michael was all about. So now you got a good call, all right?
And a good looking fella too. I like a
handsome lad, Michael.
Yeah. Now that was my favourite. I took number two.
Well, you want to get Dave Warner out of the way.
Yeah, well, let's get Dave Warner out of the way. I like Dave Warner. Again, I like a batter. And he took over from Bell. I was trying to find someone that could get the runs on the board.
And the Ike left side were two for two left-handers.
Are they?
Both left-handers. Both left-handers are very different in the way they go about it. But fair enough. And again, Warner's a very popular with the kids.
Geez, now we're going to drop right
You're
off.
Off
we're
going
to drop. Oh, let's get a bowler.
Oh, gee, come on.
Who delivers a good nut?
I'm surprised you were even aware of that expression, but go on, come on.
Am I allowed to say...
You can say whatever you want.
Oh, no, I'm not. I just said Michael Clarke. You'd jump out of the car, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, well, he's a dickhead, but he's allowed to be your favourite. You're allowed to like absolute wankers, but that's okay.
Okay, my third favourite cricketer of all time. Now, I don't even know what this bloke did. I'm going to say he's an all-rounder because I'm assuming he did have a bat. Colin Funky Miller? Am I allowed to say that?
Colin Funky Miller was an all-rounder, and he was unusual that he actually bowled medium pace and off-spin.
I was going to say that.
Yeah. He wasn't much of a batsman, but long-time Shield cricketer, made his test debut late and was a little bit out of the box. So yeah.
I think he threw down the old flipper, didn't he?
No, he didn't.
Googly?
No, off spin predominantly, no, which those are variation balls of leg spin.
You might have at training or something.
You're in the Shane Warne wheelhouse there with those, but you've got one to go. So you've taken 40 minutes to name three cricketers and haven't given us a heap yet.
All right, well, for my fourth...
Don't have to be Australian.
I'm going outside of Australia and I don't even know if this is his name and I don't know nothing about him. Is Chris Gayle?
You're on. Good. Yeah, Chris Gayle, another left-handed opening batsman. Is he left-handed? But he's a wrecking ball. He's a smashing machine and a very popular cricketer there.
I've actually got some honourable mentions. We're doing honourable mentions. I'm going
now.
With Smith.
Smith.
Yep.
The current MKT Smith from England in 1960.
Hang on, I've got cars coming up me left, and I'm flustered.
Steve Smith, the current,
putting up Don Bradman type numbers. Reports.
Just on that, Paul Goody and myself, and shout out to Paul. Remember watching Steve Smith in his very early games. Might have even been one days before he made his test debut, and people thought, "Oh, this bloke's no good." And me and Goods were all over him. We said, "This kid makes things happen." And he'll get it done. So
he could have nearly made me list. And Watson?
You're a Watto. We saw Watto down at Manly the other day.
That's what I wanted to speak. I couldn't believe how big he was. Like, he's across the shoulders.
Takes up some space,
Watto. He's a big fella.
I actually didn't mind Watto. Again, he was a bit of a easy to bash sort of thing, easy to knock and hang it on. But I didn't mind Watto. So that's your top four cricketers.
Yeah, there was one more I was trying to think of, but he was a bowler. I probably could have mentioned Merv Hoosh, because he comes into our shop a lot.
Oh, does he?
My business partner, Rob, was best man at Merv's wedding.
Really?
Yeah, and a very good friend. He comes in. I don't know why we're not getting him to do our ads on TV. But yeah. He comes in all the time. Yeah,
Merv on the pod?
I reckon we nearly could.
Get Merv on the pod.
We really could, yeah. Like I said, Rob,
he's a ripper. He would do it too. Just have this little setup. I don't have to be there. Not that, well, at interviewing about cricket, I would. But have a chat to him. I'm sure he's played golf once in his life. All them cricketers play golf.
Yeah.
Get him on to talk about anything, all right? So there you go. The uncomfortable, know-nothing-about top four cricketers.
Now, you might be in all kinds of danger now. The Cutting Your Jib boys might get a listen to this and poach me. I might...
Oh, no.
The Chili Dippers. Oh, hang on, I've got cars coming up. They might be. You might be doing the Chili Dippers on your own, and I might go to the
sports section with them. No, I think I'm safe. I think you'll be here with us for a while.
All right. Well, okay. Well, I've got something for you then. We're going to do another top four. If you're going to be a dickhead and make me do the top four cricketers,
all right.
I want to hear your top four hip-hop artists.
Oh, because you're Mr. Hip-Hop, aren't you? You're Mr. Black America, hard, tough streets, bad side of LA hip-hop.
I know more about it than I do cricket, put it that
all
way.
All right. And not so you don't mean Taylor Swift and the Dixie Chicks, do you?
No.
So I've got to come up with four hip-hop. All right. Well, look, I know one straight away. But okay. He's a hip-hop artist, but he's not my favourite because of his hip-hop. So, like, if I say LL Cool J...
Yes.
That's a hip-hop artist?
Absolutely.
And I can like him because of his acting?
One of the absolute greats. Yeah, that's fair enough.
Oh, so he's one of my favourite hip-hop artists. I don't like something like a phenomenon.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. All right, so there we go. I've nailed that.
Do you know what LL Cool J, what LL stands for, by the way?
Ladies Love Cool James.
Very good.
I think Chops, you know our mate Chops, I think he said turns it to Jason.
Yeah, very good. Yep.
All right, so now is Eminem hip-hop?
Is Eminem hip-hop?
I get rap.
That's like me asking, is he a bowler?
I get rap and hip-hop mixed
same.
Up. Same.
Same thing. Hip-hop.
Oh, well, is it?
Yeah, hip-hop's a way of life. Rap's the actual music.
Oh, well, yeah. There you go.
Hip-hop's a lifestyle.
Eminem.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's actually...
So, there you go. Yeah. I'm two for two, top shelfing.
He's on the Mount Rushmore.
There you go. Now, what if I wanted an all-female group? En Vogue?
In Vogue, yep.
Okay. In Vogue, what was
more
the big
R&B
one?
More R&B than hip-hop.
Oh, all right. I've got plenty.
You can keep going, can you?
Salt and Pepper.
So that's better. They're more hip-hop than not.
What a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
See it again.
Well, there we go, Salt
and Pepper, yeah.
Yeah, yep, all right. Now, what about, I'll go with a new, modern, in the charts.
This will be good.
The kids love him.
Who?
Macklemore.
Oh, yeah, that's what he is.
I've stunned you. I'm not looking at the road anymore. I'm looking at you, and you can't believe how well I'm doing. I'm going to drop the mic and walk out in a minute.
Good.
And that's even not to mention. Now, who sang Pony? Ride it, my pony.
Genuine. Not a hip hop artist.
Okay,
but I'll
Is JT hip hop?
Nah, JT's
he
not
could
hip-hop.
Be, though, but he doesn't live it.
He does rap in his songs, right. But he's not a hip-hop artist, no.
So, LL Cool J, Eminem, Macklemore, Salt and Pepper, there's
one,
four.
Yeah, there's still one you haven't mentioned, I thought you were going to.
Lionel Richie?
You said to me a while ago that you like this bloke as a hip-hop artist, and I was just appalled.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I know.
Yes.
Me mate Pitbull.
Pitbull.
Shout out to Whitey. My mate Whitey, who I can't remember his first name, looks just like Pitbull. But
really?
Yeah, no, Pitbull gets it. No, you know what? And why I like Pitbull, he's a happy rapper. I don't like them angry rappers. Pitbull's happy. He's having a party and living life. Yeah, Pitbull goes all right. So I'm nailed, bud.
I'm glad you didn't. He's an honourable mention, though. He's not in your top four.
Oh, really? He's in your top four. All right, now, look, I reckon I've hip-hopped better than you've cricketed.
Yeah, that's probably fair to say.
So don't try and pitch and hold me down in your bloody dash, rolling some bloody dive, bloody Squirrel dance.
How about this then, Dixie Chick? How about what's better? Who would be better at? Would you be better at actually rapping or me at actually playing cricket?
Oh no, I can rap. I'm the best damn rapper in Wangaratta. Didn't want to tell you, but I guess so. I'll have to.
Are you really working on that?
No, that was top of my head. Good to get. How could I be working? Because I didn't know you were going to ask that, did I?
That's the new cypher.
Oh, what about the Australian hip hop mob that I really like?
Hilltop Hoods.
Hilltop Hoods.
Yeah, they're
Hilltop Hoods are fantastic, aren't they?
They are good. They are good.
Muffin Platonic? You know a bit of Muffin Platonic?
Muffin Platonic. You know about
Muffin Platonic. How do I know? Because I'm Mr. Music. I'm done. Bang. If I could walk, I wouldn't. I'd probably walk out and just leave you. I've nailed that. Nailed it to bits.
What was that? That was top four.
What was that? That was the world. That was a music education for the listeners, is what it was.
Right, that's some good fun, actually. We're actually coming up to the Glen Rowan Hill fairly shortly.
Oh,
so gee. I think
hasn't that made the trip go quick?
It has made. We should do. Yeah, we should pot all.
Yeah.
All the time. Look, probably got time for one more segment. We've got one last what's better. Have you got a what's better?
I put a heap together before. So we're getting to the bottom of the barrel of what's better because I haven't had much prep time.
Yep.
So I've gone to an old faithful and something we should know about. It's movies. It's movies and it's a what's better, and I've sort of stuck to the trilogies.
The trilogies?
Yeah, trilogies or movies that they made multiples of and all that sort of stuff. So
okay.
let's go with you.
Okay,
right?
So trilogies is the topic for this week's top better.
What's better? Steamed or fried? Kylie or Danny? Chicken or beef?
Top better or what's better?
Top better.
Let's go with what's better.
Let's go with what's
you
better.
You enjoyed that top four, didn't you?
I did.
All right. So here we go. Number one, Beverly Hills Cop 1 or 2. I've eliminated 3 because we're not idiots.
Beverly Hills Cop 2, I think, is better than 1.
Yep, you're right. Rocky 3 or 4?
Oh, that's easy. That is easy. That's 4. 4 is the best of the Rockies. Don't you dare.
3.
Oh, why?
More Apollo Creed. More four. Carl Weathers.
4's got the best soundtrack, the best training montage.
Soundtrack. Eye of the Tiger was introduced in 3.
In 3 it was, but it was also in 4.
Yeah.
And No Easy Way Out got the best monologue of all the Rockies when Rocky's standing down the bottom of the stage, Adrian's up the top, and he's about to go fight Drago.
Yeah.
And then that merges into No Easy Way Out. It's got the final fight in 4.
Look, you make a good argument.
But I'm wrong.
But you're wrong.
Shit.
Look, only just. Thinnest of margins.
Oh, what?
Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom, Raiders of the Lost Ark, or Last Crusade?
I've never been sorry to Popes, you're not going to like this, but I've never been a big Indiana Jones fan.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Didn't get caught up in the dream world that he created?
No. I couldn't even tell you. Which is the one where the ball rolls down?
Temple of Doom.
I'm saying that one then.
That Last Crusade because Sean Connery... is his father and his magnificent.
That's not the latest one, is it?
No. That was Crystal
terrible.
Skull. Yeah,
that
no, we didn't
no
include
good
that.
At all.
Yeah. Now, Sean Connery's name's just been mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Sean Connery story.
Oh, we do too. Can we tell it?
No, not now. Not now in this forum. I think we have to be. Well, I think we need
to. One of my favourite stories.
Premium conditions. We'll tell.
Right, okay.
Remind me another time to tell the Sean Connery story.
Yep.
All right. Lethal Weapon 1, 2, or 3.
Lethal Weapon 1, 2, or 3? 3.
1.
1.
1 because it's... 2, and it started to get a bit circusy, a bit too comedy and funny.
Yeah, they're all pretty good, though.
Yeah, they're magnificent, they're great, but the drama in 1 carries it. It still had the lightheartedness and comedy, but Mel was right on the edge there with his suicide stuff. So that's why 1 wins up.
What's this fucking bloke doing?
In the pee plater?
Yeah, get over there.
He's in a Holden, but he's not in a Commodore, so...
Got some shit in the car.
Yeah,
he's
just about a kid.
12.
Yeah, he's texting. We're doing a podcast. If this idiot texts him, get him off the road. Back to the Future 1, 2 or 3?
Oh, good franchise.
Yeah.
Back to the Future 1, 2 or 3.
Well, you're thinking, I'll tell you,
one,
did you know?
One.
One is the best. You know, Eric Stoltz was originally cast in Michael J. Fox's role?
No.
But didn't apparently they found out he didn't have the comedy chops to pull it off, so they sacked him.
Really? I like the who almost played a role
story. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the Indiana Jones one was almost Thomas Magnum.
Yes, yes.
Whose real name isn't Thomas Magnum.
Yeah, I know.
It's Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck.
Yeah. He couldn't get out of his Thomas Magnum contract for Magnum PI. Oh, now, this isn't this is just Arnie's best two movies, Predator or T2?
Predator.
Yeah. Predator. Even though T2, what's T stand for? Terminator. Terminator 2 is it's a better movie and it's more significant in the world of movies.
Yeah, that's fair enough, absolutely.
But Predator was just so cool.
It got some cool lines in it. Yep.
Now, here's two movies that are the same but different. No Strings Attached or Friends with Benefits.
Ah, that's a good one.
Now, which is No Strings Attached is the Natalie Portman one.
Yep, with Ashton Kutcher.
Yep, and the Friends with Benefits is JT and Mila Kunis.
JT, I love both.
They are exactly the same movie.
Yeah, absolutely. And they come out like in nearly the same
week. Same week.
The JT one's much better.
JT is one much better. Even though I like Natalie Portman way more than Mila Kunis.
Oh no, I don't.
But the JT one's much better.
And the one part of the Kutcher one I do like is when his phone rings and when he's at work and his female colleague passes in the phone and says, "Don't call her," is ringing. That's great how he changes her name to "Don't call her."
Oh, no, you're going right. You're getting most of these right. Fast and Furious, 5 or 6?
Oh, which is which? I always need...
5 is the first trip to Brazil. Yeah. Where the cars come off the train in the introduction of the big fella.
Oh, good start, yep.
What's the big fella's name?
The Rock.
The Rock, yep. That's my memory. And 6 is the one after that.
Is that the one with the safe at the end?
The one at the 5 has got the safe at the end. 6 is the one where they go to London to get the bad guy. The Rock comes back and says, "We need you to get this guy in London."
Jeez. Brazil's 6.
5.
Shit.
Unlucky. All right.
Unlucky.
Horrible Bosses, 1 or 2?
Oh, that's it.
A good little sort of forgotten
about. Horrible Bosses 2. Is really, really clever. And I think one's better as a whole, but that part of the second one where they're reenacting how the at the end they're talking about it and it all goes smoothly.
Yay.
But then you realise they're actually only telling how it's going, and then they actually go and do it, and it doesn't go to plan. That
and Chris Pine's introduction's magnificent.
Yeah, that's true. That part's probably the best part, but I think one's the better movie.
All right, I'll give you that then.
Good.
Yep. Now, this one's tough too. Speed or Point Break?
Oh.
How good are they?
They are fantastic.
How good is Keanu Reeves?
Is the man.
Now, the differences, I think the female in Speed is better than the female lead in Point Break.
Yeah, that's fair.
But Point Break has the crazy blonde copper mate with him, who's a lunatic and fantastic.
Yep, Nolte.
No, it's not Nolte.
No,
it's the other one. And it also has Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, Swayze gets across the line. Yeah, Point Break's better.
Point Break's better, yeah. Swayze and what's that? These coppers mate's name?
His real life name.
In Point Break. Yeah, I don't know. We'll edit that in later.
No, I'll get it.
No, don't get on your phone while you're doing a podcast driving. I won't have that. Edit it in later.
Gary Busey.
All right.
That's it. You got 6 out of 10. A pass.
6 out of 10.
Yep. Very good. I'm not in fact checking. I'm only guessing that because I've got one hand on my book and one hand on the mic. I can't tick or cross. But there we go. That's the what's better. I better get back to the drawing board and draw up a few more of them for future shows.
But yep, that you should. And look, we could nearly wrap this up here at 28 minutes. We have timed this beautifully. We're a minute away from the Wangaratta exit to drop you off.
Excellent.
So all people, I hope you appreciate the lengths we go to get these pods out to you. We've put our lives in danger for the last...
Forgive us if, forgive us if there's a bit of road noise and the quality control isn't as good as our usual high standard here, but yeah, we got three pods out on the way back from Melbourne. That was fantastic. Geez, it made the trip good, didn't it?
Absolutely did, yeah.
Yep. We might have to drive to Sydney or Brisbane one day.
Yeah, absolutely. And look,
keep sending your questions in. You know the address by now. If you don't, you'll find it. And I reckon that's good. I'm back to Auckland, so we'll talk again soon.
Very good.
Like me.